The EPA's new air pollution standards for natural gas projects, including fracking, are being issued under a settlement with environmental groups. New York is presently evaluating the environmental impact of the controversial process of freeing gas from the Marcellus Shale formation using pressurized water and chemicals. Jessica Ennis of the environmental group Earth Justice says it's been 25 years since the EPA last reviewed some of these air pollution standards.
The Environmental Protection Agency, by law, is required to update its rules and regulations periodically, and the natural gas rules were long overdue.
A recent study by scientists with the Colorado School of Public Health found that air pollution from gas drilling operations may cause acute and chronic health problems for nearby residents, with the greatest risk for people living closest to the wells. Earth Justice filed a lawsuit seeking new standards in 2009. Again, Jessica Ennis.
If you just look to your neighbors to the south in Pennsylvania, they've seen a huge uptick in air pollution from natural gas drilling that's gotten ahead of the curve in keeping up with regulations.
Congressman Maurice Hinchey is gathering signatures for a letter to President Barack Obama calling for stronger protections from air pollution caused by shale gas drilling. The letter calls for the finalization of the Environmental Protection Agency's new source performance standards, which will address growing air pollution and public health impacts related to the expansion of drilling in the United States and ensure these standards are strong. Mike Morosi is Hinchey's communications director.
New Yorkers from the southern tier to the Hudson Valley have listened to the horror stories about air pollution and gas drillers, and they just don't like it one bit. So Congressman Hinchey today is announcing that he's gathering signatures for a letter to the president asking for stronger protections from air pollution caused by shale gas drilling. And that letter basically calls for the finalization of Environmental Protection Agency new source performance standards, and that's going to address some of the growing air pollution and public health impacts that are related to the expansion of drilling in the United States. And as we know, that expansion of drilling has been proposed for New Yorkers. Currently, we don't have drilling moving forward, but it's something that could cause air pollution in the future throughout the state, and that's something Congressman Hinchey is very concerned about.
Earlier this year, Hinchey asked President Obama to back stronger environmental and public health standards to protect against the risks of fracking. The congressman has also called for an expansion of the ongoing EPA study. Dr. Kathy Nolan with Catskill Mountain Keeper says our caution has protected us here in New York.
Where horizontal fracking is not taking place because the DEC is still carefully reviewing its generic environmental impact statement, the EPA's new regulations will provide limited protection across the country, helping to level the playing field in case fracking under more comprehensive and protective regulations does go forward in New York State.
The gas industry takes the position that fracking brings minimal impact to the environment. John Holko is the secretary of the Independent Gas and Oil Association in New York.
The natural gas industry, at least the development of natural gas as it relates to the development process, is a fairly temporary activity. For that, primarily that reason, the impact from an air pollution standard is pretty minimal. Historically, the EPA didn't even look at temporary activities as causes. They were looking more at long-term development. So the industry in general has focused on lowering emissions, actually using natural gas as a fuel source for drilling operations, minimizing any leaks, any escape of natural gas, the methane into the atmosphere.
The Colorado Air Quality Study, based on 3 years of monitoring data, found toxic petroleum hydrocarbons in the air near gas wells. Chemicals detected included benzene, which is linked to blood disorders, including cancer, ethylbenzene, a possible carcinogen that causes kidney damage, toluene, a neurotoxin that's also linked to kidney damage, and xylene, another neurotoxin. The U.S. Interior Department is reportedly planning to propose rules to regulate fracking on public lands by requiring disclosure of chemical ingredients. Environmentalists add that heavy truck traffic typically associated with gas drilling operations also contributes to air pollution. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.